Well,
because
people
still
are looking at their phones so much, it's totally
whoa,
rude.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. If I have to put my phone down?
Yeah.
No. Hey, I want to talk about the royal wedding. We got some information on that one.
Sounds
if you're interested,
good.
That'll be coming up. Stand by.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Bigger than Watergate? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump has tweeted about claims the FBI might have had an informant in the Trump campaign. His attorney tells Fox.
That would be the biggest scandal in the history of this town, at least involving law enforcement.
Rudy Giuliani's the special counsel's Russia investigation turns 1 year old today. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president tweeting, congratulations, America. We are now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history, and there is still no collusion and no obstruction. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, thinks Robert Mueller needs to wrap it up.
And we're demanding from him, tell us what you have to get from an interview that you don't already have, because he has all the facts to make a decision.
Despite claims from the White House that Mueller's team has yet to find anything, the special counsel's team has indicted 19 people, including Trump campaign officials Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, and George Papadopoulos. Dave?
John, later today, the president will hold talks with NATO's leader at the White House. Israel's carried out airstrikes targeting militants in Gaza, retaliating to machine gun fire that hit a building in the Israeli city of Sderot, days after protests over the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem killed more than 60 Palestinians.
According to a published report today, Egyptian intelligence officials told Hamas's top leadership in a meeting in Cairo, the blood of Palestinians killed in the demonstrations is on their hands. The Egyptians reportedly showed Hamas leaders a video that showed Hamas members paying off civilians if they agreed to approach the border fence.
That's Fox's David Lee Miller in Jerusalem. Meghan Markle needs to find someone else to walk her down the aisle to marry Prince Harry on Saturday. The American actress confirms her father won't attend Britain's royal wedding, citing his health. He reportedly had heart surgery.
It was on the weekend that we saw those newspaper reports, suggestions that Thomas Markle, Meghan's father, had been working with the paparazzi on some of those candid photographs that we've seen appearing in some of the newspapers and the magazines.
Sky News' Rhiannon Mills, Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
More than 7 months after the massacre in Las Vegas, we still don't know the gunman's motive for firing at a concert crowd from a hotel room high above the Strip, but a new police report detailing witness interviews could shed some light.
The 1,200-page report gives accounts of terror, confusion, and compassion in the minutes and hours after Stephen Paddock killed 58 people in the attack last October. The documents also include claims by at least two people who say a person believed to be Paddock ranted about the federal government and gun control in the days before the shooting. One says he met with Paddock after he had posted an ad online to sell instructions on how to convert semi-automatic guns to fire automatically, and that encounter included a gun control tirade from Paddock. Another man who was in jail told police a man he believed to be Paddock told him that FEMA homes were set up after Hurricane Katrina as a dry run for the military to confiscate guns. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A 7-year-old boy is dead in Plymouth, Minnesota. He was shot in the head at his home yesterday afternoon. Police have not released details how it happened or if anyone's being charged. A month before net neutrality goes into effect, the Senate tries to block it.
Joined by three Republicans, Senate Democrats forced to vote in approved legislation that would revive internet rules prohibiting service providers from slowing down or favoring content and sites. It's a rule known as net neutrality, put in place in 2015 in rolled back by the FCC last year.
Are you on the side of the large internet and cable companies, or are you on the side of the average American family?
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats described a defining vote, setting rules for the next generation on the internet. Republican leaders call it political theater because the House is unlikely to even take up the legislation. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There was a slight uptick in unemployment last week. First-time jobless claims rose to 222,000, but still near a 50-year low. On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man has been charged with his seventh DUI. David Pribble faces 6 to 30 years in prison if he's convicted. On Saturday afternoon, police were sent to the Village Green Plaza in West Champaign, where a woman said her car had been hit in a Walgreens parking lot. The woman's husband confronted the driver, Pribble, who asked the couple not to call police. He admitted he had been drinking. The Urbana Park District is going to use dogs to ease geese overcrowding at Crystal Lake Park. The News Gazette says an outside company will bring in specially trained dogs to scare off the geese. It is not clear how much the effort will cost the park district. Park goers should not disturb the dogs or their handlers. A tiny village in southern Illinois has topped the list of the state's top 200 scenic spots. Elsa, not far from Alton, took the top spot. It is part of the latest list celebrating the state's bicentennial. Number two on the list was the Great River Road. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team?
Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson.
We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, sunshine expected today, CVJ. We've got a high 85 expected. 61 our low tonight with some clouds. A 40% chance of showers with a high only 74 tomorrow. Down to around 58 on Friday night. Still that 40% chance of showers carrying into Saturday's forecast. Then partly cloudy. High 80, low 62. Up to 85 again like today on Sunday with a 40% chance of rain. Right now, 67, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, my son Nathaniel is on his way out to Canada. He's going to serve for Young Life, which is a non-denominational Christian organization. He'll be up north of Vancouver for the summer, but he just graduated, as I've mentioned a couple of times on the radio. He just got his master's degree in engineering. He has, I think, four job offers.
Is that right?
I think he got a job offer from everywhere he interviewed.
All righty.
So I said, Nathaniel, you are like a high draft pick.
There you go.
It is such a cool feeling to be wanted. And if you're fortunate and blessed in your life that when people really want you to work for them, that is hasn't happened to me much, but I've had it one or two times maybe, but it feels great.
It does.
It feels great. So it's that time of year to talk about how employable are you.
Right.
As the class of 2018 adjust to post-grad life, most applying to jobs in their field. Coming in with a clean slate in the world in front of them, they're looking to make a good impression at their first job in the real world. But according to Harvard Business Review, only 5% of employees in corporate America are identified as high potentials. Or those who will most likely go far in the field they've chosen, only 5%.
Hmm.
In the new book, What You Don't Know Is Hurting You, Four Keys to a Phenomenal Career, Marion Brooks talks about the qualities those with high potential possess, resources these people use, and the key information they have that makes them so successful. There have been a lot of books written out there about jobs and being employable and all these other things. And over the years, I'll tell you what it takes. It takes a desire to be really, really good and care a lot about what you're doing. Three things: integrity, so you can trust a person; somebody who's really hungry to get job done, and somebody who believes it can be done, has a positive mental outlook. Because I'm telling you what, you downplay the positive part, but that is destructive in a work environment. If you have anybody who's negative, it's really hard to work around that. It really, really is. And you know what I'm talking about, because there's people you're either working with now or you've worked with who are just like, come on, really? That kind of stuff. But anyway, it's kind of a combo that you need. Well, let's talk now a little about that with internationally certified executive coach, business leader, author of What You Don't Know Is Hurting You, Four Keys to a Phenomenal Career, Marion Brooks. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Stevie?
Good to have you on the show. Okay, so we have a lot of graduates that just left here at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly simplistic, not as learned as you, Marion. I think you ought to have integrity. You ought to be hungry to die for loose balls and be positive about your life and your work. And that's pretty much, I can teach you everything else. What say you about being employable, being desirable, to be an exceller?
So I agree with you 100%. You have to have that grit that you just described, but you also have to know the game and the game that you're playing and how you're being viewed. And that's what I'm offering in this book. So one of the reasons that I wrote the book, Stevie, is because in corporate America, only 5% of people, 1 out of 20, are considered high potential. And they get access to information, resources, tools, and support that the other 95% of people don't receive. Early on in my career, I was identified as one of those high potentials, but I don't think we're the only ones with potential. Actually, I know we're not the only ones with potential. So what I'm doing in the book is I'm sharing the four keys to success that the high potentials get with everyone. So everyone has an opportunity to go to the next level.
You're like David Copperfield, man. You're teaching me the magic.
I'm giving the magic away, Stevie, giving the magic away.
Well, that's awesome information because, you know, everybody wants to be regarded as a high potential person because I think inside you want to believe you can do that, but you're saying I can teach you how to play the game. In fact, there are more than 1 out of 20, but I got to teach you how to do it.
Absolutely, because that's what happens in corporate America. Some people are just tapped and some people are not. But that doesn't mean that they don't have potential. I have clients as well as people who work for me who weren't tapped. But once I showed them the tools and the technique and gave them the support, they were able to move past some of the people who had been tapped. So my whole thing is I was invested in, and so I want to invest in others and really, you know, level the playing field across the board for everyone.
Does it involve sucking up, Marion?
Absolutely not. It involves being authentic.
There you go.
That is one thing that you do not want to do is suck up. And that's why I think networking is kind of a bad word out there now, because people show up as kind of like parasites looking to get something versus trying to connect. And so in the book, I show people how to network effectively and authentically so you can build connections and ultimately get the support that you need for your career.
No way you can fake authenticity. You either are or you aren't. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Marion Brooks, the book is What You Don't Know Is Hurting You, Four Keys to a Phenomenal Career. I bet I could buy it at Amazon, huh?
It will be out at the end of June, but you can get more information at marionebrooks.com.
Wait a minute. I can't even buy it now? I want a transcript.
You cannot.
I want it early.
We are not launching till the end of June, but you can get more information around me, my coaching, and stay tuned for the pre-release of the book, which will be coming in the next couple of weeks.
All right, what's your website again?
MarionEbrooks.com.
Marion, MarionEbrooks.com. Good work. It sounds great. Good luck to you, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. MarionEbrooks.com.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue. And no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor and served up right here in Central Illinois for over 20 years. Whether you're planning a party or just having some friends over, you can count on Hickory River. Visit HickoryRiver.com for catering, large order delivery, and carryout options. Or call the catering experts at the Hickory River nearest you.
Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center opens May 26th. Don't miss the summer fun at 1401 North Broadway in Urbana. Daily admission, $6 before 5 p.m., $4 after 5, and kids 4 and under are free. Splash around and enjoy the zero-depth pool, water slides, and a lap swim pool. Save money by purchasing 5 or 10 visit punch cards. The Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center is also perfect for parties. Rent the whole aquatic center or just part for an upcoming birthday party, summer celebration, or any other family-friendly event. Make a splash this summer at the Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center. Learn more at UrbanaParks.org.
Have you been dreaming about a vacation? With Prospect Bank's Vacation Club, you can save now or next year. This is Brittany Kluber. You determine how much you want to transfer monthly, up to $1,000 per month from any account to your vacation club, and earn 1.18 annual percentage yield between now and April of 2019, making next summer's vacation full of opportunity. Find out more at Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank, online at bankprospect.com, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Dan Moyson, owner of Simplified Computers. Whenever we get sick, we see the doctor. So what do you do when your computer is under the weather? Malware, spyware, viruses, whatever the ailment, Simplified Computers has seen it. For over 20 years, we've been fixing issues others can't for both residential and commercial customers in the Champaign-Urbana area. Call Simplified Computers at 352-5000. That's 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, we got a little more on the royal wedding coming up. ESPN 93.5, also something that was in the news this morning. We'll talk about it. Here we go with sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win over Minnesota. 7-5 was the final yesterday. You'll hear the action tonight as they start a series up against the Philadelphia Phillies. We're your Cardinals affiliate on ESPN 93.5, and we've got your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday in Minneapolis, the Cardinals and the Twins played a lengthy game, 3 hours and 50 minutes, with the Cardinals outscoring Minnesota 7-5.
The Cardinal bats came alive, 13 hits for the Cardinals, three-hit day for Matt Carpenter, home run for Tommy Pham, a lot of good things happening offensively, and a number of Cardinals getting hits the other way. We hope that that can continue on the homestand.
The day started with a two-out base hit, driving in two for Dexter Fowler, and then Carpenter had his breakout day. But Cardinal starter Miles Michaelis fell an out short of being eligible for a win.
He was good, but not good enough to get the win. The Cardinals bullpen bent a little bit, but Bud Norris picking up save number 9.
And the win went to Jordan Hicks. Hicks is 2-1 with the victory, beating Lance Lynn 1-4, and Bud Norris earned the save. The Cardinals play the Phillies tonight. We're on the air at 5:20 from Busch Stadium.
Yeah, I know Luke Weaver's on the mound for the Cardinals, and tomorrow it's the Bragging Rights game, Illinois fans versus Missouri fans, Annette Ackerman, a winner, and to see Jake Arrieta on the mound for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Hopefully he's really bad. Hopefully he's really bad.
Against the Cardinals, Michael Wacha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we had Atlanta beat the Cubs yesterday 4-1. They've got a game to wrap that series tonight, 6:35 first pitch, so pregame just after 6 on U.S. 105.9. Pittsburgh beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2 yesterday. White Sox hosting Texas. Illinois hosting Nebraska. This is the last series of the season. The weather looks great. Come on out. It's totally free as you go to the Illini field and root on our Illini. Our Illini golf behind Oklahoma State. It looks like our number 11 Fighting Illini men's golf team will make its 11th consecutive appearance in the NCAA tournament.
It's really hard to
May
do this.
May 25th through the 30th.
First of all, you got to qualify to go. Then you got to make the regionals. Then you got to be top 5 in your region. Then you got to go to the national championships. 30 teams, top 8 play match play. And you know this is the first time Illinois did not win the golf tournament this spring? They won every time, except yesterday when Oklahoma State edged them. Oklahoma State, the number 1 team in the country. So off they go. Why not win a national championship?
The Illini shot 6 over par in the final round of play to finish the tournament at even par overall. They were led by senior Nick Hardy, who tied for 4th overall with a total score of 2 under par. Four Illini finishing among the top 10 individuals.
Good work. Off they go to the national championship. I think we leave in a couple weeks. I've read it for Memorial Day, I think.
May 25th through the 30th.
Oh, 25, so it's coming up. Ooh, that's next. What's today? Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Wow.
next Friday.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny, high 85, 61 our low tonight, more clouds, and then a 40% chance of showers after 8. Tomorrow we've got a high 74 expected, 59 our low in the evening, a 30% chance of showers before 8. On Saturday, high 80 expected, 62 our low in the evening, could see some showers overnight, and on Sunday's forecast, back up to 85 again, just like today. Right now we're 68 ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. Come back on that Crystal Lake Park goose story. I got to touch on that. And then the royal wedding. I've got something from Greg Powcott. Stand by. 8:20.
Fox Business Network. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits increased by 11,000 in the week ending May 12. However, the number of new claims, 222,000, is still near the lowest level in 50 years. More people are shopping at Walmart.com. Its e-commerce sales were up more than 30% in the recent quarter from a year ago. Sales at existing stores in the U.S. rose more than 2%. Earnings for the recent quarter were stronger than expected. JCPenney is blaming the weather for disappointing sales in its recent quarter. Sales at existing stores rose just 0.2%. Google is rolling out a new music streaming service on Tuesday to be called YouTube Music. The ad-supported version of the service will be free. The ad-free version will cost $9.99 a month. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the I Hotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items, from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers, and just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar, or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily, plus Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the I Hotel. Check them out at the corner of First Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot, where the best prices on Ryobi tools come out to play. Like a Ryobi One Plus Battery Kit 2-Pack, just $99. Two high-performance batteries, a charger, bag, plus your choice of a free select cordless Ryobi One Plus tool from the world's largest 18-volt tool system. And you can't beat free. Ryobi Day Savings, in-store or online at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 20th at participating stores. Claim based on stem pack style batteries. See store for details and product exclusions.
All right, so RadioRefunds.com. We got Steeple Coffee House. Colleen's going to tell me about Steeple Coffee House. That's in Monticello, and it's what now?
So it's just off, like, the courthouse or the downtown square,
yeah,
in
square,
Monticello.
Right.
And it's used to be, like, this old church that,
yeah,
they used to be then Steeple Gallery, where they did custom framing. The custom framing's still downstairs. Coffee's upstairs, but...
Right.
They've got local artists' artwork hanging around. People can rent out the space, like, for baby showers and birthday parties.
So it's kind of a multi-purpose thing, but you can get great coffee.
Oh, incredible coffee. I think they've got the best chai tea latte I've ever had.
Chai tea latte. And I've got $10 gift cards on sale for $5. If you go to Monticello or you live around Monticello and you know what I'm talking about, Steeple, because it's a former church, Steeple Coffee House, $10 or $5. We also got the Ben Grice Humble Hog Harvest Ale, $25 gift cards for $12.50. We have Old Orchard, $50 to Old Orchard. That's bowling, golf, pizza, food, salads, whatever, $50 for $25. The pie's the limit, $10 for $6. So plenty of wonderful things to buy at RadioRefunds.com, RadioRefunds.com. Okay, the royal wedding, ladies and gentlemen.
Meghan Markle, she's going to make a bit of a history with this wedding as well. She's an American. She's an actress. She's a social activist. She has a mixed background. She's a divorcee. There are a lot of firsts in there for the royal family. Her mother, Doria, arrived yesterday from Los Angeles. We hear she's been hanging out with the couple and with the royals. As for Meghan's father, Thomas, well, it looks like he's not going to make it to the ceremony. He says he's having a heart surgery, but there's also been a bit of a scandal with him selling pictures of himself to the paparazzi. It's not clear yet who will walk Meghan down the aisle. However, the wedding party absolutely finalized. A big group, Prince William, the brother of Harry, he will be his best man. Meghan, no maid of honor. She says she has too many friends. Among the bridesmaids and the page boys will be the two lovely little kids of Kate and Wills. The youngest one, Louis, will be sitting at home.
All right, so you got all the reason Meghan Markle doesn't have a bride, what do they call maid of honor, matron of honor, maid of honor? She can't trust anybody.
I know it.
There's 600 people going to the wedding, and Meghan Markle isn't about to let her friend, the actress that she thought was her friend,
right,
give it to TMZ.
And makes a whole lot of money with the paparazzi-type pictures.
And the dad has, he was selling the pictures of himself. Who'd want to buy pictures of Meghan Markle's dad in wherever he was? That is like digging deep. So anyway, royal wedding, big event, but it's just not Charles and Diana. I'm sorry. I would go, but I wasn't invited. 600 people will be there. The Queen's hosting something. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, and when they walk out of, is it St. George, the cathedral, they have 1,000 or so, not only fans, but friends that were invited just to see right after they exit the church.
You would call that the wedding bleacher seat? I was supposed to be
expired? I guess so.
Come on, man.
I've been trying to catch some of these specials. I don't know why. I'm fascinated
about this. There are different tiers. One is you get in the church.
Exactly.
Next tier are your bleachers. And you can wave.
Right. And then the next one is they'll get in the carriage and then they'll ride through the city.
And that's
whatever.
A parade or something.
Exactly.
Okay, so the parade is the parade, but if you got a bleacher seat, I think I'd clean the garage over doing that. That would hurt me.
Okay.
Because I'd want to be at least, I'm the B team.
But you're going to get the picture.
There was a cancel in the back pew. Could I get in? Or the StubHub got this or
have
what?
Have you got a fancy hat to wear?
8:26. Okay, one story that caught my ears, the Crystal Lake hired collies to chase off the geese.
Mm.
And nothing against Urbana Park District. It's great. Maybe I can hire my dogs because they'll chase geese too.
Is that right?
What does a trained collie do?
I don't know.
On a goose? Because if we had two geese in my yard the other day. All I had to do was open my front door. And
Charlie and Bella are on
it. Oh, yeah. They didn't care for the lack of respect.
How about Lovey here? Because the geese are bigger than her.
Yeah. She's got to have a leash. but Charlie and Bella, I would totally rent them out to the Urbana Park District. All you got to do is take them out there because the geese don't like dogs. They're predators. So they'll all run away. So whoever's getting the money for trained collies to chase geese, good gig. I just don't get it. I'm sure there's really more to it, but all dogs chase geese. Anyway, just a thought. 8:27, etiquette and manners coming back, really? First step is put your phone in the box as you walk into training,
it's
I think.
It's true.
Hold on, I'm getting a text, Diane. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Manners.
The eye contact can be bad on
etiquette,
some of our young people.
Etiquette classes are actually making a comeback. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
More on that next. ESPN 93.5, 8:28 in Champaign-Urbana. It is Thursday, May 17.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Train comfort specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Train heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Train system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Train heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Train system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years. Or a $1,000 trading allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See
Lance for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know that quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Previously on Tay and Carp.
What'd you think of what the Bears did, Carp?
Well, probably the best guy available at that point in the draft.
Would agree.
And I know that their strength technically is defense, but there's not a face for it. You got your guy on the offense, you hope, and Mr. Trubisky, and now on defense, this is Roquan Smith, and maybe he can be that new Bears linebacker. If you look at the linebackers in the history of that franchise.
No doubt.
Why not? I'll get on the hype train and say this is the next Bears linebacker and have some fun with it watching him this year, because he'll start right away.
Yes, he will. Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says if it's true, it's bigger than Watergate. Reports that the FBI had a spy interacting with his campaign before the 2016 election, investigating Russian election meddling. White House counsel Kellyanne Conway says,
as these revelations are making their way forward, it looks like the Trump campaign may, in fact, have been surveilled.
She was on Fox and Friends this morning. President Trump's disclosure of a payment to his attorney has been referred by the government's ethics agency to the Justice Department as debt that should have been disclosed before.
The president's financial disclosure form shows a payment in the range of $100,000 to $250,000 to Michael Cohen in 2017. While the form does not disclose what the payment was for, it is in line with the $130,000 Cohen paid adult film actress Stormy Daniels, who claimed to have an affair with President Trump in 2006.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has turned the Best Western Hotel Vibe project over to a former Illinois basketball player. The project's original developer could not prove he could pay for the hotel, so Doug Altenberger gets the site. He is paying the city $275,000 for the lot and is not asking the city for financial help to finish the hotel. The Idea Store is moving into Lincoln Square Mall. WCIA says it'll move into the old Art Mart store. It'll move out of its location on Springfield Avenue and Water Street in Champaign. A Champaign man has been charged with his seventh DUI. David Pribble faces 6 to 30 years in prison if he's convicted. On Saturday afternoon, police were sent to the Village Green Plaza in West Champaign, where a woman said her car had been hit in a Walgreens parking lot. The woman's husband confronted the driver, Pribble, who asked the couple not to call police. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Yeah, and then they went back to the house, and apparently the police talked to the woman who said she was driving, and then admitted he was driving. Then they went inside, found him in a closet with a drink in his hand. It's called alcoholism, man.
I know.
You just have to get help. And then you've got to continue to get help. And then after that, you got to get help. I mean, that's just a lifelong thing, man. Addictions like that, that's what that is. It's 8:33. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
What a pretty day. We've got sunshine and a high 85. 61 our low tonight. More clouds. A 40% chance of rain in the forecast tomorrow. High 74, low 58. 30% chance of morning rain expected on Saturday, but wrapping up after 8. We should have partly cloudy conditions. High 80, low 62. Back up to 85 on Sunday, but that 40% chance of showers back in the forecast. We're currently at 60. 69 on ESPN 93.5.
Mike Small, Illinois golf coach, will join Tay and Carp this afternoon at 4:30. Lon just text Mike Small, who's won how many Big Ten Coach of the Year's award? How many guys does he have making money in golf?
Well, and the 11th consecutive NCAA championship tournament.
And, you know, you say that, and then if you're not really into golf and you don't quite understand it, that's not supposed to happen if you're in a, quote, and we're called a cold-weather school. So nobody in the North ever does what the South does because South gets to play 12 months of the year. You get it. It's kind of understandable, but somehow we do. And it's Demersian. It's the facilities. But I don't know who else you give the credit to, but Mike Small, which he'll be quick to deflect, which is just what he is. It's just that kind of humble. But I'm telling you, nobody will ever do this again. Nobody will ever do what Mike Small is doing in this era of Illinois golf again. It just isn't that easy. And he's just done it over and over and over. So you're kind of experiencing something. I understand it's a non-revenue sport where it's not football, it's not basketball. But what he's done is way more than Craig Tiley. Now, he needs a national championship to seal the legacy, and I think they'll get it at some time, maybe this year. But no coaching, no program has been this successful this many years in a row. It's just phenomenal based on what they've done. Now, we hope they can go out and win it all, and they might. Oklahoma State gets to play on their home course beginning next week, and that's going to be an advantage, like us playing at Orange and Blue. We know the course. So, anyway, we'll see what happens. But Mike Small this afternoon at 4:30 right here on ESPN 93.5. We gave away our final Bob Gibson pitching rubber and four tickets to the game tomorrow night. Annette from Urbana, big Cardinals fan. She'll get to go to the game tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening, Annette Ackerman. I know earlier you mentioned about Meghan Markle's royal wedding, and she's having all page boys, bridesmaids, and flower girls as kids in her wedding, adults.
Again, and I maybe facetiously said she can't trust any of her friends because you can't do what they could do with social media. And it just might be just, and she said, I just got too many friends. I don't have any. Yeah, I get it. Listen, when people are offering mega dollars, I got off the bus for our Cardinal Cub bus trip. I had a few extra tickets. The Cardinals and my deal with the Cardinals, I'm not supposed to sell them more than I buy them for. And all these guys are waving money at me because it was Cubs Cardinals on a Saturday. And I said, I can't. But my knees felt weak. Oh, okay. Really? $100 a ticket? They offered me $100 a ticket. Can't do it. I said, I'm not going to risk my relationship with the St. Louis Cardinals, but I don't see ya. It's like $1,000 or something, but you can't do it. We can't do what you can't do. Anyway, Cubs-Cardinals tomorrow night. Jake Arrieta for the Phillies. I'm sorry, Cubs-Phillies, Cardinals-Phillies tomorrow night. Jake Arrieta down pitches for the Phillies, and he'll pitch against Michael Wacha. I'll be down there for that game. Looking forward to that. Christian and I are going. Okay, our manners really coming back. Are we going to go to etiquette classes? Are we going to drink tea with the pinky out? Are we headed this? Because we've kind of gone full circle. How many people do you see in your life every day that have the earbuds in or headsets and looking down, doing something on the iPhone? Long gone are the days of living by Emily Post's rules. Nobody knows Emily Post anymore, but she was the etiquette queen. Doesn't mean that manners don't matter. Adults and children across the U.S. are able to take advantage of an uptake of etiquette classes being offered in various cities and states. Monday, Beaumont Etiquette announced it had partnered with Fairmont Hotels and Resorts to bring an array of etiquette courses to Boston, San Diego, San Francisco, and Dallas. This, in addition to their program already running in New York City. The class options include a two-hour business and dining etiquette class, and a social and dining etiquette class. For those who want a larger scope of etiquette instruction, their four-hour intensive class covers topics such as social graces and style, accompanied by a three-hour luncheon. Etiquette classes such as these are not only offered for adults, though. In some cities, they're offering the etiquette programs for kids to instill manners in them at a young age. I don't think there's anything wrong with any of that.
When I went to Eastern, I took a class, and it was mainly because you interview for the job, and sometimes you need to look classy. And I was a little bit late, so I got some negative points out of the gate.
Being late would be bad,
exactly.
Particularly if you're going to an etiquette and manners class.
I know.
That would probably be.
I want to say my car ran out of gas, and I showed up like all sweaty and in a panic.
Okay, well, we've got things to work on here.
Exactly. So
my teacher used me as the example the whole time.
Man.
But, you know, like I had a tea, and then I wanted the sugar packets. This is before Sugar Buster days.
Right,
Stevie.
I understand.
And then I had the sugar packets in the wrong place because you're supposed to, like, fold those up and leave them for the server to pick up. And, of course, you use the utensils from the outside in. I knew that.
Outside in. I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, I don't have that much utensil on the table.
But, and, you know, like there's a soup spoon and there's a salad fork.
And you're supposed to point the bowl toward you and slurp, right? Oh, no, that's the wrong. You tilt the soup away from you.
Right.
And dip it out that way. Some of that, I think we probably can start at a little easier level, like put your phone down.
Exactly.
That would probably be my number one.
Stevie.
Okay, we got Amber on the line right now. She is the etiquette woman we're talking about. Etiquette expert Amber Griffin. Wouldn't step one, Amber, be put your phone down?
Yes, at the dinner table, absolutely. And while you're driving, it's very important. No texting, no social media. We need to stay focused on what we're doing and paying attention to the person that we're in front of and, you know, on the road and things like that. It's very important. There's proper etiquette in everything. I think there's social media etiquette. I think there's phone etiquette. I think there's, you know, house etiquette when you're with your husband or your spouse. There's all types of etiquette, you know, but right now we're just talking about manners, and I think that's really important. It's a lost art, and I just pray that it comes back, and it will, because we're bringing it back by talking about it.
Yeah, we can talk about it, but how do people care about it?
Well, I think that the first step is just teaching at home, you know, not interrupting your parents when they're talking, understanding that, you know, your phone is, you know, it's going to be there. It's a toy. It's a tool, you know, that we have. We don't need it, but we have it. And that doesn't mean we need to get on it every chance that we get when the conversation is going dry or, you know, because everybody else is doing it. I think we should lead by example as a generation that we're in right now because we have no example. Holding the door open for, you know, one another. And,
yep.
You know, whether that's a guy or a girl, you know, saying please and thank you. Showing the respect that your mom taught you, and now you can pass it on to our younger generation. That's how we learn.
You know, I hear some people say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Do you like mm-hmm. that?
I like it. I think it shows my, you know, I have people that work in my home and work with me, and, you know, they call me Miss Amber. I think it's, you know, even though they're older than me, they still call me Miss Amber, and I think that it shows a lack of respect. It shows respect.
Yeah, right.
And I think that it's great. You know, I think that it's awesome, and I think that we should definitely start bringing, you know, thank yous and looking people in the eye and shaking hands.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing the dab now, you know, because everybody's germophobic, so nobody's touching hands.
Yeah.
But
yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And so what's the worst thing you've seen at a dinner table?
The worst thing, oh, goodness, blowing your nose. I think that is probably one of the most, it just ruins my appetite, and I don't know what, you know, I don't, you know, what do you say? That's a stranger. But it just really ruins my appetite. I think it's very, and we all have to use these napkins, you know, and I know that we have to trust the system of being washed and recycled and things like that. But, you know, I say just go to the bathroom, the men's room or the ladies' room, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
take care of your business. You know, it goes for cosmetics as well. We have to make sure that we're not putting our lipstick on and our blush and our eye. You know, we can't do a whole makeup session at the dinner table.
Gotcha.
I know it does start at home, too. My son, Aiden, just this week just jabbed the meat and had it on his fork and was nibbling around the edges instead of cutting his meat. And I'm like, what is that?
Is something wrong with that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and, you know, another thing is that, you know, they're not picking their glasses up. They just sip from their straw while the glass is still sitting on the table.
See, I wouldn't have known that either. Okay. All right, Amber, how do people find you?
Well, you can visit my website at modelprep.com. We're here in Dallas, Texas, and we're teaching these young girls from 11 through 17. We're teaching them proper manners and etiquette.
Wow. Modelprep.com. Amber Griffin. High five. Nope. Shake hands. Sorry. Shake hands. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Reaching for my disinfectant. Now, thank you so much, because everybody's so germophobic, you can't even walk around. I got a tissue in my hand all the time. And thanks for the education, and keep up your great work.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. It's Amber Griffin is her name.
I'm standing out more straight as we speak.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff, and just a few of those things you're thinking about, and you're going, yeah.
On the handshake in church a few weeks ago after the sign of peace,
fist bump,
I saw somebody get some hand sanitizer out.
Well,
and I was like, really?
Remember when Dick Cheney, vice president, would shake hands, and then they'd see him, doing the hands? Because he had a weak heart. So there's germs.
Okay.
So you've got stuff.
Maybe that was the
Or you're talking about sometimes if the flu's hot, they don't want people shaking hands.
Right.
So I get all that. But I think for the most part, just as I've said a million times, don't touch your fingers to your nose, eyes, ears, mouth stuff. So.
Yes.
All right, 844 sports headlines coming up.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and, of course,
the sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great, the pork is great, but
the sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
The sausages.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. ServPro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at ServPro of Champagne, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign, Urbana, and Mattoon, Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111. 217-359-2111. Or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GullifordServices.com or call 337-5996. The next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms.
bathrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Yeah, people still talking about my Facebook Live with the Gulliford and Illinois portable toilets.
Yeah, about a month ago, that catchphrase of splashback.
Yeah, it's a really bad word for me now. Check your sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, 849.
St. Louis Cardinals victorious over the Minnesota Twins, the final 7-5 yesterday. Next up, Philadelphia. They've got Luke Weaver taking the mound against the Phillies' Vince Velasquez. And then tomorrow night, when the Illini-Missouri Bragging Rights theme game happens, St. Louis Cardinals taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. Jake Arrieta will be on the mound for Philadelphia and Michael Wacha for the Cardinals. Annette Ackerman of Urbana won tickets, and those Illini jerseys look awesome. Atlanta over the Cubs 4-1 yesterday. They've got a game 6:35 first pitch, heard on U.S. 105.9. Pittsburgh over the Chicago White Sox 3-2 yesterday. White Sox hosting Texas. Houston beat Golden State 127-105. That series tied at a game apiece. NHL action, Vegas over Winnipeg 4-2. Golden Knights on top of that series 2-1. Tonight, we have our Illini in action against Nebraska. So catch our baseball team in action as they start that series tonight. Go Illini, ESPN 93.5.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
And an exciting race in Champaign-Urbana is back for the second year. It's time for your Mile at the Pines Minute. We're talking with co-race director Jan Seeley.
How fast can you run a mile? Find out at the second annual Mile at the Pines, Sunday, July 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. at the Pine Shopping Center, intersection of Windsor and Filer Roads in Urbana.
So what is the format for the race, Jan?
Mile at the Pines features 9 separate mile races, run south to north on Filer Road. Mile at the Pines has a way for runners of all ages.
And it's benefiting a great cause.
That's right. All proceeds will be donated to CU Schools Foundation.
There's a number of sponsors making this race possible, right?
Yes. Mile to Pines this year is sponsored by Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul Sports, Buffon Salon, Carl, Christie Clinic, Meyer, Country Arbors Nursery, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Reynolds Towing, Stevie J Broadcasting, and the Atkins Group.
To learn more and register, go to mileatthepines.com. That's mileatthepines.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Join Crisis Nursery Friday, June 1st for our annual dinner and auction at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Enjoy a great dinner, live and silent auction items, good drinks, and familiar faces while supporting a great cause. Crisis Nursery creates an island of safety dedicated to the prevention of child abuse and neglect by providing 24-hour emergency care for children and support to strengthen families. Go to crisisnursery.net to get more information, sponsor this event, or buy tickets.
Okay, Jeremy Warner Show is coming up. 359-2255 is our text. We always love hearing from you.
Stevie, I agree that the guy needs help, but you should get one chance with a DUI. You get a second one, you pay the price. You go to prison, you do the time, whatever it takes. It's crazy to risk the lives of innocent people with just a slap on the hand.
Well, you got a point there. You certainly should get another chance. It's alcoholism, and listen, our culture, I mean, what do? We go to the bar for a quick beer. Okay, so I only had one. I'm just adamant that you don't drink and drive. I don't think you should do that. I mean, drink your brains out, throw up if you want outside, but just don't drive as long as you're 21.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you, but I'm just against anything. At weddings, I don't even like toasting. I'm just paranoid, because if you get pulled over and have you been drinking? Yes. Oh, no. No, it doesn't matter. You were drinking. It's just better. So if you're an adult and you want to drink, totally your business. Good luck to you, whatever you want to do. But don't drive.
And I have seen a turn for the younger people, and they're catching the Uber all
the
time.
I think it's great. And again, but a lot of the younger people on campus are underage anyway. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
But definitely Uber can help. And I hope people in Champaign County know that you can't drink and drive. It is just really harsh here, and it should be. But, what do we do, though? We go out, we meet friends. What are we supposed to do? We're probably going to have a beer. I only had two. I mean, we're kind of a little hypocritical on all this stuff because we promote it. We talk about it. We
kind of brag about it.
Yeah. We go to the a ball game, and there's alcohol at the ball games. And it seems to be, we had this, I was against that. I'm the wet blanket about baseball, and they had that corner where you could have beers.
Yes, when I went, I enjoyed visiting with at least half a dozen people about your attitude versus mine.
See, you know where I'm coming from, and I'm born in 1940. I don't care. The point is, it's what's right and what's wrong and better judgment.
Right.
I just am adamant about not drinking and driving. I'm not talking about one beer. I just don't think you should drink and drive. That's all. So just find a way home, have somebody else drive, and then if you want to have 10 beers, I don't care.
Well, and to remember the kids are watching. In that scenario, that's where I brought up the tent, and, do you have your kids here? And, yeah, but mom's driving, and that sort of thing. So.
And again, if you don't care what your kids see, then you do whatever you want. But I promise you, whatever you do, your kids will do.
Exactly.
They don't know about it. Yeah, they do. They don't know. Yeah, they do.
Right. And when you ask your kids to go get a beer after a hard day's work out of the refrigerator
and
whatever.
You're an adult. Have a beer. It's fine. I'm castigating those that drink and drive. You just don't drink and drive. And then you have the alcoholism involved. It's a disease. It's an addiction. And you've got to deal with that addiction with help and care. And you're a recovering alcoholic the rest of your life. So what? You're a recovering gambler the rest of your life. You can be an addict in a lot of different things. You just have to recognize it, admit it, that's big, and then start recovery. It's all possible.
Right.
But you have to admit that you have an issue, and then you can deal with the issue.
Try replacing that bad habit with a positive habit.
Okay. We've kind of covered the gamut this morning. Thank you so much. But we'll be back tomorrow morning.
Beautiful day today. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's a fabulous day. Enjoy the weather as we kind of went from winter to summer.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I like warm better than cold. I'm good.
You do.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Diane Ducey, that's Jeremy Warner standing by with the latest stuff, and he always has stuff. Tay and Karp this afternoon, 4:30, live with Mike Small, Illinois golf coach, ahead of the national championship run, which happens next week. So we're rooting for Illinois golf. Go Illinois baseball against Nebraska. Brent Spillane, the slugger for the Illini, 3 games at home, and then I think he's going to get drafted. He's a junior. I'm Stevie J. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
It's Jen Shelby inviting you to Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Ford of Hoopston. At Ford, up to $11,000 off F-150, up to $8,000 off Taurus, and 0 for 72 on Ford Fusion. Jeep celebration continues with up to $3,500 on Grand Cherokee, $4,000 on Compass, $5,000 or 0% on Cherokee. See Ram Bighorn's $14,000 off, and the all-new Wrangler JL is in town. Speaking of new, keep listening and like us on Facebook, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Hoopston, Ford of Hoopston. You'll get hints on something new coming to town.
Online at Hoopston Chrysler and Ford of Hoopston.
Don't miss a gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign, May 11th through the 13th and May 17th through the 20th. The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's brought to you by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Lipman, Minuteman Press, and this station. Learn more about the show and buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
Are you looking for a new set of golf clubs? If so, Lake of the Woods Golf Course in Mahomet has your needs covered with their upcoming fitting days. Titleist will be here on May 9th from 2 to 6 p.m., and Callaway will be on our range May 19th from 10 to 2 p.m. Each participant will need to sign up for a time slot and receive 60 minutes of one-on-one attention with a fitting professional. Also starting in May is our Monday night two-man league that runs until mid-August, and our Wednesday night men's association that runs through September. For more information on all of our events and leagues, please visit golf.com. GeorgiaLake.com or call 586-2183.
All right, it's Tim Atterbury. He's our law enforcement official of the month. And people just really commend you on your demeanor, on the fact that when you approach a situation, is it just training? Is it instinct? How do you know how to react?
I'm the youngest of six kids. I've been married for 15 years. You know, I started this job when I was single. I was 24 years old when I started. When I came on, I was the new guy. Now I'm the old guy. But when I came on, the department was full of old guys. I had the pleasure and the luxury of watching them work. My first training officer was Officer Greg Campbell, now retired. He taught me so much in my first 6 weeks on the street in the police department that to this day, I evaluate my own performance by the standard that I think he would evaluate me by. So if I think it passes Greg Campbell's muster, then I think I've done the right thing the right way.
It feels more dangerous, is it?
It's different. I don't know that it's more dangerous. It's different.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction.